White, J.E. White, Emma. Tacoma Park, Washington, May 1909. Dear children, James Edson White and Emma White. Edson, I received your letter yesterday, but there was not time for me to answer it. But I will say to you, my children, do not be discouraged. The Lord lives and reigns. It is not always possible to convince any person against his will, but that he will be of the same opinion still. But let the Lord rule in your own hearts. In the Lord our God, we may put our entire trust. In regard to putting your trust in the office of unbelievers before our own people, I dare not recommend it. But as you have the experience of the past before you, I cannot speak to advise you. If you can feel free to be absent from Nashville to leave your business, I advise you to come, and I will be at all the expense, as I have stated in my last letter to you. W.C. White managed the matter with Dr. Kress, and therefore, two small rooms are reserved for you, and you are to take this advantage to be helped health-wise while you can both have the counsel and examination of Dr. Kress, both himself and wife. Now, if you have not the means to pay your passage here, we will send you the required sum to purchase tickets. But the expense is wholly ours in your having every chance, both of you, to be at this meeting. We feel perfectly free to do this. Emma may feel it her privilege to do as her mother White tells her. It is a very small and comfortable transfer from Nashville to Washington. You know all about this. There is a large assembly here, but Dr. Kress is keeping two small-sized rooms for you, and there is an abundance of larger rooms you can enjoy at your will. Two good-sized rooms are apportioned to me in Brother Irwin's cottage. One is my sleeping room, the other room for those who wish to counsel with me in any matter. I hope you will come as soon as possible to have the advantage of the whole meeting. Be of good courage in the Lord, and He will surely help and bless and strengthen you in physical and mental efficiency. We have sent you the means, your brother Willie tells me. I do it freely, believing you will never have another so good opportunity to see so many from Australia. And in the schools being carried forward here is Emma's own sister's son. He is the successful principal of the school. I have stood my long trip well, and again we welcome you to the camp meeting. Why I get you into the sanitarium is that you may both have medical counsel. I will pay for all expense, and I shall not feel that it is right to deny me this privilege. With much love,